morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. I'm Amogra Mitra, and today, along with inputs from Deepak Misra, journalist at the Print, I will get you the details on why Nitish Kumar dumped BJP in Bihar. Nitish Kumar, in a JDU meeting held at 1 Anaya Marg Tuesday, remarked that the BJP had frequently insulted him and is even trying to break up his party. At around 3:40 p.m. he went to the Raj Bhavan and after coming out declared that he had resigned from his post as Bihar Chief Minister. He went back to 1 Anaya Marg and, according to JDU sources, waited for Rashtriya Janata Dal, RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav and other leaders of Mahagathbandhan, a grand alliance of the RJD, Congress and left parties. There were celebrations at former Bihar CM and Tejaswi's mother Rabri Devi's 10 Circular Road residence as RJD workers celebrated the occasion by distributing sweets outside the gates while the Grand Alliance MLAs were asked to remain inside the house. This won't be the JDU's first alliance with the RJD. A RJD-JDU-Congress Grand Alliance of 2015 had ended on a bitter note in 2017 when Kumar had moved to the BJP. Tuesday's development marked the collapse of the BJP-JDU government in Bihar, which was sworn in on 16th November 2020. In a meeting of JDU legislators and MPs held at 1 Anaya Marg, the CM's official residence, earlier in the day, the party had accused the BJP of trying to backstab it by luring its ministers with the promise of money and ministerial berths and break the party. Kaushalendra Kumar, JDU MLA from Nalanda, said, "The BJP is trying to break our party. We cannot remain in an alliance with a party which backstabs us." According to sources present in the meeting, JDU National President Lalan Singh tagged former Union Minister and Party Chief RCP Singh the Trojan horse being used by the BJP to break the party. Formerly regarded as being close to Nitish Kumar, RCP Singh's relations with the JDU soured when the party did not nominate him for the Rajya Sabha after his term ended earlier this year. Meanwhile, differences between the JDU and the BJP have been in news for a while, and the two had repeatedly vented their grievances against each other in public. Even as Tuesday's meeting continued at 1 Anaya Marg, CM Nitish Kumar had sought an appointment with the Bihar governor. At the time, it had seemed that Kumar's intention may have been to dismiss the BJP ministers in the government before aligning with the RJD, Congress and left parties. Around the same time that the JDU leaders were gathered at Kumar's residence, BJP ministers had gone in a huddle at the house of Deputy CM and BJP leader Tarkishore Prasad as they awaited directions from the party's central leadership. A BJP minister had told the Print on condition of anonymity, "We were discussing if we should wait for Nitish Kumar to sack us, which would send the message that Nitish is responsible for the demise of the alliance, or resign. But the Bihar CM chose to resign instead." In a similar change of ties in 2017, Kumar had got all his legislators inside 1 Anaya Marg, got them to denounce the alliance then with RJD and the Congress, and walked over to the opposition camp, the BJP. A future patch up between the JDU and the RJD had seemed difficult at the time, but Kumar's relations with former CM and RJD chief Lalu Prasad Yadav and his family have been gradually on the mend, and a re-alliance has been speculated ever since Kumar attended an iftar party hosted by RJD leader and Lalu's son Tejaswi Yadav earlier this year. Meanwhile, also on Tuesday, the man who is likely to be the new deputy CM of Bihar, Tejaswi Yadav, was also holding a meeting of RJD leaders at his residence. According to an MLA present at the meeting, Tejaswi said that the BJP wanted to finish off regional parties. "We are not ready to be finished off. The BJP wanted a split JDU, the party it allied with. This is not the question of who becomes ministers. It is the question of saving democracy." The MLA added that Tejaswi had claimed that RJD leaders were constantly getting threats from BJP leaders and would be victimized for helping Nitish Kumar. Sources present in the meeting also said that Congress leader Ajit Sharma had come to the meeting with the signed support for Nitish of 19 Congress MLAs. Incidentally, Lalu Prasad's elder son Tej Pratap Yadav had talked about a possible agreement between Nitish Kumar and the RJD right after April's iftar party, but nothing concrete was revealed then. According to party sources, there have been at least 3 one-on-one meetings between Tejaswi and Nitish since to finalize the details of an alliance and discuss ministry sharing. It is also being speculated that ahead of the 2024 parliamentary elections in Bihar, Nitish Kumar will hand over the post of Bihar CM to Tejaswi while he himself moves to Delhi. The two parties have been more in line on issues like the Citizenship Amendment Act CAA, caste census and special category status for Bihar. On Sunday, talking about former JDU chief RCP Singh, Lallan Singh had alleged that the BJP had created the Chirag model in 2020 to weaken Nitish. Differences between the JDU and Lok Jan Shakti party leader Chirag Paswan had led the latter to target JDU seats in the 2020 Bihar Assembly elections and that they were creating another model now to finish the JDU. Last week, the JDU had issued a show cause notice against RCP Singh over the acquisition of 58 plots of land by his family members in the last 9 years, which were allegedly not mentioned in his Rajya Sabha election affidavit. It has been speculated that the show cause notice against RCP Singh was born out of JDU's perceived threat from the former minister's attempts at expanding his support base in Bihar and a fear that he may have the BJP's backing. The current NDA alliance in Bihar had a troubled tenure with JDU and BJP leaders and ministers going public against each other frequently. There were differences over CAA, population control laws, caste census, special category status for Bihar and other issues. BJP state president Sanjay Jaiswal has frequently questioned governance in the state, while Nitish Kumar had a spat with Bihar speaker and BJP leader Vijay Kumar Sinha twice. Relations between the two parties started going downhill soon after BJP leader and former Bihar deputy CM Sushil Kumar Modi, a close Nitish aide, was moved out of state politics and nominated to the Rajya Sabha in December 2020. Earlier this month, Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah had told party MLAs and MPs in Bihar to solve problems instead of complaining and to avoid unnecessary remarks in what was seen as an overture to smoothen the party's ties with ally JDU. But clearly, it was too late to save the alliance. A senior BJP leader conceded the BJP-JDU alliance was no longer workable even at the ground level because of the bitterness between the two parties. That's all for now, but do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the top story from the print.